You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, I believe, the 27th of June in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hope everybody is having a great weekend. I would like to start off by offering my most sincere apology for missing a show or a radio commitment for the first time in about 8 years. Last week, I honestly did not even know that it was Saturday when we missed the show. Lori didn't remember either. I understood there was a repeat played of the previous week. But anyway, we are back, folks. And again, my apologies. Rick and Lori will both be with us momentarily. I talked to both this morning, and we're all pre-planning to be here. Lori and I are still basically stuck in Florida, which might sound like a good thing, but it's really not. We're losing out on a bunch of stuff by not being home, but some things family-related just have to be taken care of. But anyway, Rick's internet's still down, so I don't think that we're going to have a whole lot of bunch of new news when it comes to finances and cryptos. I've been trying on my phone, but with my eyesight, it's a pain in the butt. But anyway, the one story I've been following is this apartment building collapse or condo collapse down in Miami. Just read a little bit of what the Miami-Dade mayor had to say. It's actually an old community called Surfside. I know exactly where it's at, or think I still remember. 159 still missing. I think there's 4 confirmed dead, and apparently they're having a real hard time getting at these people, and looking at the pictures, it's quite understandable. So, let's see. Rick, are you on the line? Or Lori?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good.
Right here. I'm here.
Oh, Rick. Boy, I'm hearing a lot of background noise, buddy.
That's not me. That's Lori Chew. That's Lori chewing.
It is
okay,
not.
That's what it is.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
But anyway,
not me.
Where would you guys like to start?
Lori, where do you want to start?
Well, I just want to say I hope all the fathers out there, or fathers to be, had a wonderful Father's Day last weekend. You know, because we, like you said. We did miss the show. Our fault. Apologize. But I just wanted to say congratulations to all the new fathers and to the fathers that are. I hope you had a great weekend last weekend.
Okay. I know I had a good one. Sitting there listening to that song, People Are Strange, and watching them walk down the boardwalk at the over on Daytona. So,
yeah,
I had a good time.
Sociology, yeah. Watching people. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but...
Sociology.
Yeah, well, that's right. You sit there and you try to figure out if it's really a person or if it's an angel or an animal or a potted plant. You just can't tell.
On the boardwalk on Daytona, you can't.
No, you just... what you're doing, and in fact, not to get controversial, but there are these times when you can't tell the boys from the girls either. So, you know, that's a bit of an issue.
So a few of them,
yeah. So I guess notes. look like this. So we see here that the economy is, still has very strange issues. I'm sure there are some government folks out there who know exactly what's going on, or at least they think they do. And they're probably, oh, look, a deer. Yeah, right in the middle of the day. He heard that the lettuce, she is a doe, heard that the lettuce was about ready. What they put out in the way of information has literally nothing to do with what's actually happening, and that is probably just no surprise to anybody. Well, that's to be expected. The last thing they're going to do is tell you the truth. The government is, I think the last I saw a couple weeks ago, admitting to 5% inflation, which means it's probably 10 or 20. So that's fascinating. I don't remember seeing this before, but I think we've lost two of those major freight ships in the last month. There was the transistor ship went down a while back, the one that was coming from Taiwan. And then, not this week, but last week, there was another ship that, man, I'm trying to remember what was on it, just rolled over and went down. I really do not believe in any way, shape, or form that this is an accident of any kind. I believe that the supply chain issues are being intentionally exacerbated by people who benefit, you know.
I agree.
People know who benefits. Find out who benefits, and we'll find out who's sinking ships. And it's not loose lips. So we have this ongoing supply chain problem. Now we have the tomato supply in Italy being threatened because they can't get any steel with which to make cans. So,
right.
You know, so what's happening is the tomato harvest, which is apparently, like now, the tomatoes are being left in the field to rot. Let me take a quick left-hand turn into gardening, speaking of tomatoes, because I don't want to forget this.
Okay.
So, we're into the heat of summer, and the tomatoes, you know, depending on if you live down, say, zone 7 or 8, your tomatoes are starting to come in, and you may be experiencing the frustrating thing called blossom end rot. That is your fault because you did not get enough calcium into your dirt. So if you are experiencing it, now would be the time to go ahead and get some pelletized lime or calcium or gypsum and put it around your tomato plants and just take a trowel, not a trowel, a claw or something, and kind of a cultivator, and just scratch that into the soil. This is not a fertilizer, so, I mean, you can use a cup per plant. This will not hurt the plant in any way.
Right.
But it will, if you've got blossom end rot problems, it'll stop it. If you don't have blossom end rot problems and you do this, you won't have blossom end rot problems. The only people, so it seems, and this is, I've been watching this for a while, that have blossom end rot problems are people who have a calcium shortage in the soil. Now, I'm just gonna say this one more time briefly. If you use the Mitlite or pre-plant, it's predominantly, it's like 3/4 to 7/8 pelletized lime or gypsum. Okay, so if you used a Mitlite or pre-plant mixture, you wouldn't have blossom end rot anyway. But if you didn't do that, you know, if you just, you don't understand that, or you don't, you know, you're just not going to do it, then at least get some lime or gypsum. Now, that stuff doesn't cost anything. You can buy like a 40 or 50 pound bag for about $5, and it'll last you several seasons. You're not going to use it all this year. It's just going to, you know, it's going to just hang around and hang around. So you'll get your money's worth out of it. I can promise you that. Back to our oppressive government now. We see that it appears that this is, I don't know, I haven't been able to come up with any credible information, but it appears that we have the cryptos all struggling. Across the board, they're all, they're just going sideways and have been for a good solid month and a half, 2 months. Okay, so I have to suspect collusion or subversion or something clandestine and evil is doing this. Much like they mess with the gold and silver market. Okay, so we know several things. We know that a number of South American countries are looking at using Bitcoin as legal tender. We know that.
Right.
And I believe I mentioned all those on the show a couple weeks ago. I think El Salvador was the first, but we have coming in behind them Brazil, Argentina, Panama, Mexico, and I don't think that's all. There's an African country whose prime minister told the country to get ready. They're going to do it too. So what? So we have the central banks reeling, trying to figure out just exactly what they're going to do about this problem.
Right.
And I don't know what they're going to do about the problem, but I think we're seeing something here. I think what they're going to do is what they're doing. Is they're manipulating the market and accumulating Bitcoin. Now, I can't prove that at all, but I believe they're involved in the crypto space in a big way. And let's be reasonable here a second. How can you not be? This would be like when the tobacco companies realized that smoking was going to go become basically... what should I say? It's just, you know, it's going to go from, like, you know, 8 out of 10 dads smoking down to no dads smoking. So they saw that coming down the pipeline, and they reinvested and did a lot of other things with their money, trying to get ahead of the market so they weren't put out of business, and that's exactly what they did. We have many interests now, many, many diversified interests. Well, so the Federal Bank, you know, having been the only game in town, like since, let's say, 1913 or so, something in there, maybe in the 1800s, I don't really know. But they're used to getting their way, and they're used to doing as they please, and they're not about to let this annoying thing called Bitcoin mess their game up, so at least they're going to try not to. So they're busting some moves. I think they're busting some moves, trying to get ahead of the market. Okay. So, I think you're...
That's pretty much evidence. You know, the IMF, when El Salvador made Bitcoin an official or legal tender, wasn't it the IMF, or maybe it was International Bank Monetary Settlements, or somebody came out and threatened El Salvador. I'm paraphrasing, but there's going to be hell to pay.
That was the IMF. They don't like that kind of thing because you're messing up their evil little game. So what to take away from this? Let's get to the bottom line here. So what do you take away from this? Well, so we have not just the U.S. government, but the world government telling you that they don't think it's a good idea for you to be involved in this kind of thing, except they are. So
yeah,
you know. So I think you can see where this is going. They're going to do whatever they got to do to keep you from not playing their pathetic little game. So, you know, if you like playing their kind of game, then I guess you will. If you're a patriot and a revolutionary, then you'll probably take the other side of the trade from them.
Right.
Don't, you know, take the other side of the trade and see what happens. I guess at this point I should mention Cliff High. We don't, you know, nobody knows the future except Cliff High, right?
Right.
Cliff High, you know, you all know he's got this algorithm, this internet algorithm that monitors events and language and other things, and to that extent, he claims to be able to predict future events with some reasonable accuracy or clarity, and he doesn't do too badly. Now, I also have to wonder if that's really what he's doing. He's a military brat, and as such may still have connections in certain places. And rather than say something like, my source says this, he uses the information using the information, calling it fortune telling or an algorithm, a computer algorithm. He might just be giving you information coming from a military source somewhere and calling it WebBot, and that way he doesn't have to hide or try to hide his source, and he can also take that information and parlay it into dollars. So maybe that's what he does, but he doesn't do too badly with his forecasts. They're not bad.
No, he doesn't.
He's been forecasting. That May, June, and July, and August are going to be weird in terms of financial turmoil and other sorts of things, and so we see that is essentially true. He also forecast that the weather was going to be very unusual this year, and it has been spot on there. Pretty much, we are having very odd weather. We had about a 3-week drought, followed by 3 days ago we had 3 inches of rain. 2 days ago we had 2 inches of rain. 1 day ago we had 1 inch of rain, and I'm not sure what will happen today. I hope it's like zero because I typically don't like wearing swimming trunks in the yard. However, so speaking of that, So this last week we had some major power outages, and we had power outages 3 days running. The first time it lasted about 8 or 10 hours. The second time it lasted 4 to 6 hours, and the last time it was less than that. What I've noticed, well. And that's not all. The internet's been out for 2 weeks, and then they shut off the water. So what to make of all this? What can we say is happening? And we'll talk about that soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, so what are you predicting is going to happen?
Well, we were, we're going to talk about when you get lemons, you can look at these things in numerous ways. You can say you don't like lemons, or you can make lemonade. My neighbors, you know, you've got people who look at, everybody looks at things in a different way. My neighbors, most of them, just shrug and say, "Well, this is really a weird string of bad luck," and I'm looking at it, saying, "This isn't luck at all. This is not, these events are not unrelated. They're related in some way. Just because I haven't figured it out doesn't mean that this is some kind of a weird coincidence." Yes, if the electric went out and the internet got messed up, I could say, well, I can see how, you know, possibly a lightning strike gave me a voltage surge and fried the and fry the modem and yada yada. The fact that it's been on for two solid weeks, and then I get a call from the water company saying they've got to shut that down, and I start to get kind of curious. My friend, Father Midas, would say there are no coincidences. In fact, he wouldn't say it. He does say it. There are no coincidences. So what does he mean by that? What he means by that is that what some people might call a coincidence may be something entirely different. It might actually be a warning or an opportunity or something else. So when the power went out, I waited, let's say 6 hours, and finally got tired of waiting, and I shut off the mains, and I opened up the circuit breakers that went to the kitchen and the refrigerator and the freezer and just some basic things that, you know, I wanted to power up. And I fired up a military diesel generator. Okay, so, which was fine, you know, so I was able to cook breakfast, make coffee and all that. That was lovely. But the I noticed that I hadn't done it in a while, and I was extraordinarily slow about doing it. In fact, I was bordering on dementia confusion. I was kind of like, what the hell? I don't think I remember. You know, I was really struggling because it'd been a while, and then the diesel generator sprung an oil leak, which I was not at all happy to see, because while I am good at fixing small engines, I am not a diesel mechanic. So as Tim and I were talking before the show, so there are little coincidences, but this is a learning opportunity. That's, you know, another way that I can look at this. If that's the case, then this gives me the opportunity to get my diesel generator squared away before it's really a problem. You know, while I can do this while I'm not under a lot of pressure.
Right.
So are there no coincidences? I don't know. You can, you know, have it whatever way pleases you, but I would say you know, because I kind of tend to be a conspiracy theorist, I look at these things with a jaundiced eye, and I don't care for what it looks like. So, you know, to me, it smells like fish. I don't know.
And that's understandable in this day and time. You know, look at all these supposed internet outages that we had last year. You know, you look on the map and everything AT&T serves is red, or, you know, as far as internet, or, you know, another big company, or Facebook or whatever. You know, it's almost like it's an exercise. You know, can we take this down in specific areas? So I understand exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Well, I thought it was quite unusual for the electric, the internet, and the water to be all out at the same time. And furthermore, I would say this, because I live semi-rural, those are the only three utilities I have. My gas is bottled gas, so, you know, they're not going to shut off my bottled gas, so I'll just turn it back on again. My point would be, is that it just doesn't look real good, and I take that as kind of a shot across the bow.
Okay, hold on, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we have bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen, where are we going?
Good question. Well, let's see. In 10 years, Bitcoin will be, in the year 2030, Bitcoin is supposed to be worth $10 million.
Wow.
I know, but my proverbial question remains, what will that $10 million be? What will be the value of that $10 million? Well, you know me, I got to play devil's advocate.
Well, did I forget? I've mentioned this so many times to other people, maybe I didn't do it on the air. So, let's see. So, Scott Melker, the Wolf of Wall Street, Plan B, et cetera, said that in, what did he say? In 5 years, it would be worth $12 million, so that's another number. But he said it would spend like one. So he's talking about the collapse of the dollar, hyperinflation. So according to him, and he's pretty clever, it's going to be about a 12-to-1 deal. So you'll still have money, but you know, what it was to be, you know, the word millionaire is laughable.
Yeah, it is.
They say you can't, now they say you can't retire with $1 million. You'd need two. They alter. $1 million isn't enough to retire anymore because it doesn't yield anything in interest. So you can't live off of it. All you'd be doing is you'd be spending it down to nothing, which that's not proper retirement planning. But so
right.
so anyway that's the deal. And the question, you know, would become, you know, in 10 years, what would become of all of the meme coins, the ones like the Dogecoin? Oh my gosh, there's a list of them. There must be between 50 and 100 of them whose names escape me. It could be. Most of them are just stuff being shared on Facebook and people, you know, taking a whack at it because it's, you can get 10 coins for a penny, and they're just, basically they're gambling. So that'll be an issue. So we'll have to see how that works out. Speaking of which is talk about, I've only got about 20 minutes left here, so gardening, so you know, I have been having great luck keeping the deer off of my plants, the ones they like to eat, using cinnamon and cayenne, and I have been boiling these herbs, these spices, and pouring it through a cloth to make a concentrate that then gets mixed with soap water and sprayed onto the plants, and the deer hate it. I mean, they hate it.
Oh, good.
I had this epiphany last week, and it works great. I tested it probably on too many plants. I probably should have been a smaller test area because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. So we had some sriracha hot sauce, and I thought, well, it's, you know, so this way, if I use sriracha hot sauce, I wouldn't have to boil cayenne, which, by the way, after you boil cayenne, there is a lot of crap left behind. I'm telling you right now, you cannot pour that in your sprayer. You will clog the sprayer solid.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to strain that out. It's ground plant matter, and as such has fiber, and you cannot shoot that through the sprayer. So if you use sriracha hot sauce, what I did was I put a cloth over the sprayer and put a couple big squirts of hot sauce in the cloth, and then also I had some cheap cinnamon oil, which is not even food grade. I don't even know. I've had it for years. It's not doing anything, so I thought, well, why would I boil cinnamon? I'll just use the cinnamon oil. So I put 8 or 10 drops of that in the hot sauce and poured warm water through the cloth, and it was essentially, and then, you know, added Dawn, you know, a couple tablespoons of Dawn to make it stick,
right.
And then poured that through the cloth, and then topped off the sprayer with water and sprayed it all over the place, and the deer just haven't touched anything I've sprayed, nothing. So you know, rather than go through the ridiculous, arduous process of boiling cayenne and cinnamon and then trying to strain it, which, by the way, is not easy because it clogs. I was using a paint strainer, and, man, it clogs that thing solid. You just can't hardly get that much bulk through a paint strainer. This works like a charm. So if you've got deer problems, and I think, you know, a lot of people do, the cinnamon and cayenne thing, not cayenne, hot sauce thing really, really does work out. And I'm not sure which they're most offended by. I honestly think the cinnamon is what really irritates them. I really think, well, I'll tell you what, though, I did notice when I was spraying it, if the wind is blowing, it will set your cheeks on fire.
Oh, I bet. You know something else, so keep, deer hate, Rick? 5.56 hollow points.
Yeah. Okay. So, I was riding around the neighborhood yesterday with a friend, and I keep a 223 in the ceiling of the utility vehicle, and speaking of 556, and he was holding onto the strap that releases it, and twice he dropped that thing on my head.
Holy crap!
I know. So I said, hey, I said, are you pulling the release strap? He goes, oh, I guess I am. Then he did it again. Oh, God, come on, man. You know, you get hit in the head with a 223, it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, yeah, deer don't like that much. You're right. But what I did notice is if I get up in the middle, you know, I don't sleep that well. If I get up in the middle of the night and start shooting deer, it's really hard to get back to sleep again. So, you know, it's... Yeah, you've got to be on sleeping pills if you're going to do that. So anyway, so you know the cinnamon oil thing, you can get cheap non-food grade cinnamon oil off Amazon. And you can get something like some hot sauce like sriracha or something really hot. You can get it just anywhere. I mean they've got you know in the food aisle they've got all kinds of stupid stuff that you shouldn't be putting in your mouth. You know. Dumb stuff called, right. Like, devil spit and God only knows what. You know, this is, if you're going to call something like, you know, ass on fire or devil spit, you shouldn't be eating it. So, give it to the deer.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there's certainly better ways to have fun, and that's not one of them. The heat, the one thing that you can do, and you still got plenty of time unless you're in the deep south. Well, actually, if you're in the deep south, you're still fine. Is the sweet potatoes? Sweet potatoes love this kind of weather, and let me warn you that the deer love sweet potatoes. And I've said this before: sweet potato is a morning glory. It's part of the morning glory family, and they will take the tops off of everything. Now I've got my red potato patch down there. It's going fine. But do you know, even though supposedly potato greens are not edible, the deer come by and they eat the tops off all the potatoes. Now what they're going to do is they're going to screw up my potato harvest by taking the foliage off. So I have to spray. I'm sure you have to spray the potato patch. You know, and supposedly nightshades, you know, are not of any interest to deer, but I can only hope they've been poisoned by it. So you know, around here, we have to just basically what we do is we go around about once a week and we spray the Rose of Sharon's, the daylilies, all the fruit plants, anything that a deer will stick their mouth on, we spray it with cayenne and cinnamon. And what happens is that after a while, they come to the conclusion that there isn't anything here for them. Everything stinks like cinnamon, and it tastes like devil spit, so they go away. So you don't see them until you have a couple days in a row, and then you forget the spray, and then they're back. So that's kind of the way that goes. So with respect to potatoes, I do have some interesting information about potatoes. Now, potatoes are a root crop, and so as such, if you've got a NPK fertilizer, nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, it's the last number that they're interested in. Okay, so it's the K, it's the potassium. NP, phosphorus, K, potassium. They're interested in potassium, so a lot of people are throwing like 0050. However, rather than me going around and try to find that, we do have 6-24-24, which I'm happy to use in all the root crops. I think it works great for stuff like potatoes and beets and all that kind of thing. Speaking of which, my Merlin beets look like they're ready. Now, this is supposedly the beet with the highest sugar content of all of them. And I am just dying to, I know I'm going to pull a bunch of them because I need the bed. I've got, uh, I've got summer squash that is getting long in the tooth in the flat, and it's got to get out into the field, or it's all going to be for naught. So,
yeah.
So I would pull them. Interestingly enough, the younger Haas kid, Travis Key, has been moving away from chemical fertilizers and trying to reduce salt buildups in his soil by using things that would be more organic. So 2 years ago, he started what was called a no-till bed, and a no-till bed is basically a garden bed with a very, very thick layer of compost over the top, and you don't dig in there at all, except the plant. You know, you don't turn it over or anything like that.
Right.
Well, he planted some Merlin beets this year, this spring, and he planted some in there, and he planted some in his traditional plot. And I'm telling you what, the beets in the traditional plot, I'm sure they were edible, but the beets in the no-till plot look good enough to eat. I mean, you talk about amazing-looking beets. So I don't know that every single vegetable reacts like that, you know, to a no-till plot.
Compost.
You know, probably it probably varies from vegetable to vegetable, but holy mackerel, do the beets love it! So he is on a mission to reduce salt, and so he's been using organic fertilizers. And believe it or not, what he's been using a lot of, and I'm not sure about this at all, I have very mixed feelings about it, he's using this stuff, which is a combination of, it's pelletized. It's a combination of things like feather meal, blood meal, and all kinds of things, and I think it turns out to be about a 7.55. The problem is it's edible by rodents, and so when you put this stuff out there and you till it in, you know, the question, you know, is, of course, are you attracting things like possums and other things that are going to come and start rooting around and you know, upending the garden?
I'm sorry.
Certainly he's noticed that the mice are eating holes in the bags. So
right.
He had to go out and get metal trash cans for that kind of thing, which is fine, but I'm going to guess that if he keeps this up over a period of a couple of years, he will probably greatly increase his soil health. So here's what happened with his potato harvest. Now, the potatoes were done in the way he normally does them, which he doesn't use a lot of injected NPK. He uses a lot of organic fertilizer and pre-plant pellets, pelletized fertilizers and all this. And he planted seven varieties, but I only have six of them here. He planted Red Viking, it's a red potato, Red Kennebec, a Red Norland, which is a very common potato. I'm planting that one.
Yeah.
Yukon Gold, German Butterball, and French Fingerball. So these were the yields that he got. Now, this was not in a no-till bed. This was in a regular traditional garden bed. On the Red Vikings, it was 17 times. So he planted 10 pounds, and so he got 170 back. On the Kennebec, he got 15 times. On the Red Norland, 12 times. Yukon Gold, 10 times. The German Butterball, 8.3. And the French Fingerling 7X. But what was interesting is that the taste test is exactly backwards from that, almost exactly backwards. So, and of course, this is subjective. You know, he's telling you which potatoes that he thinks are the best tasting. You know, so that's him.
Right.
But, you know, so the one that yielded the least tastes the best. That just sounds right. It's always going to be an argument between quality and quantity, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, the reality is, Rick, I've never eaten a potato I didn't like.
unless it was, you know, bad or something.
I agree. But,
you know, I like them all.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people do. So the taste test is only interesting from a palm reading point of view. You know, so you can take some, leave some. What came in second was yielded the second least is the German Butterball, which came in third was the one that yielded the third from the last 10X, the Yukon Gold. And then from there, things kind of got mixed. The Kennebec was his fourth favorite, which is 15 times. The Red Viking was almost last, which is 17 times. And then the Red Norland is his last choice, 12 times. So quantity and quality is a problem.
Okay, hold that thought, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, we do have one caller on the line. Do you want to go ahead and take him?
Three minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, we have Art in Georgia on line 9. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, everyone. I would have waited. I mean, it wasn't no big deal to me. I know, you know, it wouldn't be anything out of the ordinary for me to sit on hold for an hour. I'm used to it. That's why I have hands free, so I can go about my business. Yeah, so I can go about my business and continue doing what I'm doing while I listen, and you get to me when you get to me. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Two things. The first one, you guys are out in Missouri. I know your weather and your soil. I was out there for about a little over a year in the Ozarks there, south of Rolla.
That's where we live.
On Dent, I was on Dent County Road, what was it, 2010?
No, exactly where it's at.
2110. 2110.
Yep. I know where that one's at, too.
And I live completely off the grid. Yeah, we're about 6 miles north of Edgar Springs, just really nice,
yep.
Just off of Highway 63, really nice area. And the soil, God, I hated that soil because it's nothing like it is here in Georgia.
Nope.
Because I grew up here, so I grew up on a farm here, so I know what I'm dealing with when I'm dealing with the soil, and I know what to do for these things and that thing and the other thing, and because Grandpa and Grandma taught me well. But this year, tomatoes, bell peppers, things like that are really struggling because our nights just will not get out of the lower 60s. And anyone that grows tomatoes and bell peppers and things like that, you know that these are warm temperature plants. They love it warm.
Yes, they are.
They don't like it when it cools off. And when it cools off, it slows them down. So my cherry tomatoes, which should already be at about 5 foot in length, are only about 2.5 foot in length. My beefsteak tomatoes, which should already be nearly 3 foot tall, are barely breaking 13 to 14 inches. It really sucks. Plus, all the rain we're getting doesn't help. My son was telling me that.
He got 6 inches in 24 hours. Up there, north of Atlanta and Rome.
Well, I'm halfway between Augusta and Athens. About 24 miles north of I-20, where Thompson is.
Yeah.
So anybody familiar with this area, you know that we generally have really great growing season. But this year, with too much rain comes the worry of root rot, and that's an issue I think we should be talking about this year for people carrying a lot of water.
All right, go ahead and hang on through the break, buddy.
All right.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.